From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit, Thursday and Friday, in an effort to better secure nuclear material from rogue groups and individuals. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday cited last year's nuclear deal with Iran as an example of how to control the spread of nuclear weapons.
What's also true is that since the president initiated this series of nuclear security summits, 13 countries plus Taiwan have eliminated their stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a tangible example of the progress that we have made.
The summit will include a special session on how to secure the groups from groups like Islamic State so they can't get their hands on nuclear material. The biennial event will include delegations from more than 50 nations to discuss evolving nuclear threats. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block his entry by air. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said his government has already begun the difficult task of rebuilding the war-torn nation, unifying the central bank and national oil corporation, and putting in place policies to ease the suffering of the people. Western nations view the unity government as the best hope for ending years of chaos and uniting multiple factions in the North African country. But it has not received the support of the rival administrations in both the countries east and west. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the Geneva peace process should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. He spoke to a Russian news agency Wednesday, but a Syrian opposition official rejected that any political future should include Mr. Assad. This is VOA News. Stephen O'Brien, the UN humanitarian chief, told the Security Council Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas, but continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more.
Humanitarian conditions remain dire throughout the country, with some 13.5 million people remaining in need across the country. And we are still facing daily obstacles to reach those who need our help the most.
O'Brien said despite the cessation of hostilities, many of the 4.6 million Syrians living in besieged and hard-to-reach areas still remain beyond help due to insecurity and obstructions by the warring parties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with a delegation of Nigerian officials Wednesday in Washington on a range of issues, including terrorism. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria faces with the Boko Haram insurgency.
Under President Buhari, Nigeria has been taking the fight to Boko Haram, and it has reduced Boko Haram's capacity to launch full-scale attacks. However, the group still remains a threat, a serious threat to the entire region.
Nigeria's defense minister said the military had reclaimed much of the land once occupied by Boko Haram, and it would be able to push the terror group out of the Sambisa forest within 2 to 3 months. A suspected would-be suicide bomber detained last Friday in Cameroon is said not to be one of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted from Chibok in northern Borno State 2 years ago. The non-governmental Murtala Mohammed Foundation helped verify the young girl's identity. The Nigerian government said the 12-year-old was abducted in Bama when it was overrun by the Sunni insurgent group a year ago. The UN is investigating fresh allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by peacekeepers in Central African Republic, based on evidence gathered from the U.S.-based advocacy group AIDS-Free World's Code Blue campaign. The alleged abuse is said to have occurred between 2013 and 2015 in the Kemo Prefecture, and involves U.N. and non-U.N. personnel as well as local armed groups. The U.N. Security Council Wednesday rejected a call to reduce the peacekeeping force in Democratic Republic of Congo. It extended the 20,000-strong MONUSCO force for another year. Kinshasa had called for a reduction of the force by half. Anti-impeachment demonstrations in support of embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are expected Thursday, a day after she lashed out at what she called the coup to try to oust her. She vowed to continue to advance social programs despite a recession and dismissed those who say she illegally borrowed money to fund social programs. South Africa's top court will decide Thursday if President Jacob Zuma violated the Constitution by using public funds to upgrade his private residence. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.